Gus Forbes, a coal miner and the son of a miner, was born in 1923.
I was born at our house in the bush at Scarborough. My mother was attended by Mrs. Emmett, a midwife, who fulfilled most of these duties at that particular time. We were just virtually coming out of the Depression. We had lived in the bush with no electricity, no running water. My father worked in a coal mine. He came home black, and Mum would put the copper, the 18-gallon copper on, boil the water, and he would have his bath in a round galvanised tub. Things were pretty primitive, no refrigeration. To keep the butter cold, we dug a little hole in the bank of the creek and put it in there. Mum wanted a set of jelly. The same thing happened. Sometimes the jelly set, sometimes it didn't. Some people had ice chests, and the people that had ice chests were considered pretty well off.
Did you have a meat safe? Where you
we had a meat safe, which we hung under the plum tree, and that was our only means of refrigeration. We had a dairy, and we supplied milk to people. Sometimes we got money for it. Sometimes we got eggs or we got fruit.
So it was a bartering system?
A bartering system, and I can remember my dad killed a pig, and the neighbours helped. The pig was cut up and divided amongst the neighbours. And then a week or two on, somebody would kill a calf and the same thing would happen. But neighbours cared for one another. If my mother was sick, there was two or three women that'd be there to help out, get the kids to school and do what they could to make themselves. And in those days, you knew everybody in the street. Now you're lucky to know who lives next door. We didn't have locks on the doors. We didn't need to lock our houses. Come to think of it, was probably because there was nothing worth stealing.
The house that Forbes lived in was rudimentary, but typical for the miners of those times.
To think of it, it was really a fire trap, because in those days a lot of the houses were lined with rubberoid and would burn so fiercely. My mum used to do a spring cleaning, and she would calcimine that rubberoid, make the place look as good as it could be under the circumstances. A lot of the inside lining in the houses in those days was done with sugar bags cemented over.
What was the floor made of?
Sometimes, for a long while, there was a lot of bare floors.
When you say bare floor, do you mean dirt floor?
Dirt floor, yes.
How did people get through the Depression in this area, do you think?
They were lucky because they had the sea. You find most people fish here. Even today, we still fish. We get our fish from the sea. We don't go and buy it.
There were some boats, fishing boats, propelled by oars. They would catch fish, and that was divided. And then there was a lot of divers would go down the coast getting lobsters, because in those days I can remember going in the water and lobsters were like lice, they were everywhere.
So you used to have often lobster for dinner?
Often lobster for dinner. Never ever appreciated lobsters and could not understand why somebody would pay $42 a kilo for them today. We couldn't give them away.
Did you eat rabbits as well?
Had rabbits. I can remember there was a horse and cart used to come around selling rabbits, sixpence a pair. And then it went up to ninepence a pair and everyone swore off eating rabbits. It was too dear. Did a lot of time trapping rabbits and sleeping out over wherever we went. We just took a blanket and tin of sardines and tin of baked beans and half a loaf of bread and a knife and camped out. Always found a creek to camp by and boil the billy, and it was a great life.
They used to make pants out of the flour bags, and they used to cut them up and make the kids' pants out of them. They used to laugh because they had flour or the name of something written across their bottom or the front of them.
Did they wear shoes?
No. That was one thing. They didn't have shoes.